Blog Talk Radio.
Well, praise the Lord, everybody. Welcome to another episode of The Miracle Man here on Wednesday, July 10th. And I'm your host for this evening, as usual, The Miracle Man. And I gotta say, I'm so glad to have you tonight. And I don't just say that for something to say. I sincerely, honestly, mean it. It means a lot that you guys would tune in, listen to me. And I pray, Lord, that you would learn something tonight as we get into the Word of the Lord. In a little bit, as I'm going to, I read some verses, I started talking about repairs of the breach, and then a few minutes into it, I was a minute away from running out of time, so I'm going to kind of rewind it just a little bit. So you can kind of grasp it a bit and what happened. This whole idea of repairs of the breach, what is it? And we're going to delve into that. What's the breach? How do we cross? And so going to be a good teaching. Now, and yes, it is a hot summer day outside today. Here in Midland, it hit 91, about the hottest it's been all year, with a heat index of like 98. Needless to say, it's hot. Pretty much like when I was in Alabama. No, I'm not complaining. I'm telling you the truth. I like the warmth, but myself, it helps you tan better. You tan better when it's warmer, Annie, don't you?
Absolutely.
And Annie, is tanning a virtue?
Sometimes.
What do you mean sometimes?
Because it can be bad if you get too much of it.
How is outside in the sun, how is tanning, how is that not a virtue?
Because you can overdo it and damage your skin very easily.
But you won't know it's not a virtue for a couple of years.
How so?
I'm just saying. Like, how can you know if you're too tan?
You'll get burnt.
But the more you're out in it, the harder it is to get burnt.
Mm.
What? I think.
No, I don't think you can really build up the stamina. Every person is born with it or not with it.
There's no building it up?
No. That's probably not good to build
it up. Because I always thought there was such a thing as build it up.
No, it's a myth.
It's a myth that's not.
You know how people get their disposable base tan before they go so they don't get burnt? It's just not true. It's a myth. It doesn't help you not get burnt.
No?
No.
Like they'll get their base tan before they go to Florida in the winter?
Exactly, because I think it will help them not burn, but that's a mess.
And they'll go.
It's proven to be not true.
And that is why tanning is not a virtue?
Sometimes.
Because I told one of the former place guards on my face, and I told one of them last year, tanning is a virtue. They totally agreed.
Yeah.
Yes, they did.
Makes sense.
Yep.
If they're in the sun all day, they have to agree.
Is it And I hope they weren't just doing it to be nice. And I'm sure some of them actually mean it.
I'm sure.
They love it. Some of them are pretty proud of their tan, I think.
Yeah.
I'm sure. Some of them are. They're like, oh, look at me. But they don't want to be like, oh, look at mine. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, look at mine. And they'll be like, what hours were you out here? You know?
Yeah.
All that kind of stuff. Needless to say, it is really warm. It's a little humid, but to me, for whatever reason, it didn't seem super crazy. Probably because I was in Alabama and Tennessee for a combined, like, 5 days. Because I was just counting, like, the actual full days, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, four and, like, yeah, it equals up to about five and a half days that I was there getting used to it. And that's why to you it probably seemed more humid than what it would have to me, if you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's definitely possible.
Because that kind of thing you do build up, like that tolerance, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, for sure.
But then, once you live in Michigan and then you build up your SAD in the winter, then you gotta reacquaint yourself to that heat all over again. And that tolerance you used to have, you have to build it right back up, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
'Cause you won't have it unless you get it, you know?
Yeah.
So out of me, it didn't feel so much. It was looking kind of dreary, but it held out. Needless to say, today is the 10th of the month, which means one thing: Sheep Blizzard Day. I got mine. Didn't Jonathan get his?
Yes, he got the Blizzard of the Month, which was the Sour Patch.
But Sutton tells me he didn't get the cheap size.
Nope, he got the medium.
Now, to be honest, folks, the real reason to go there today is that small Blizzard that's $1.40. $1.42 with tax on it. It's like $1.35. With taxes, $1.42, and it was really good. Actually, I had a sour patch. I had a cotton candy, and cotton candy, of course, one of the great fair foods or circus foods, and then put in ice cream. What can go wrong there? Does the cotton candy ice cream sound like something you would really like?
No.
Why?
I don't like, with my ice cream and stuff, I also like chocolate and caramel and like peanut butter and stuff like that. I don't like a sugary candy.
You don't like cotton candy?
Not really, no.
Did you used to?
Nope. I've always been like a chocolate caramel girl.
No cotton candy?
Nope.
So you go to the fair and get...
I used to get elephant ears and then the lemonade.
But no cotton candy?
Nope.
I don't always get the cotton candy. The cotton candy to me is like other places, like there with the Blizzard or something. But it actually wasn't too crowded when I was there. I was really surprised. If you didn't go to Dairy Queen and get that Blizzard, I don't know what to tell you. Because I don't want to lose you. I want you listeners to stay connected. Unless you're driving and you can go through that drive-thru and get it and stay connected to me. If you can do that, I'd go to DQ right now. If you don't, you're going to be waiting in a long, long, long line. She was already getting longer when we were there, wasn't it? So I imagine now that line would be pretty dreadful. If you don't go in the next 20 minutes, because after 7 o'clock, everybody will be off of work. They'll be going there to get some ice cream because it's hot and it's the 10th of the month. Now, the 10th of the month there is already busy, regardless of what month it is. I know last month it was like 60 degrees outside and they already had a line out the door still.
Yep.
Now, the high was like 70, but it was like 64 at the time we went. Now, tonight, it will be like 80-some, so about a 20-some degree difference. I guess the moral of the story is people want ice cream and they want ice cream. Because, after all, I scream, you scream, we all scream for ice cream.
Yeah.
And one person I've tried changing it to I scream, you scream, we all scream for chocolate, but it doesn't work as well.
Right.
Maybe it does because it's, maybe he purposely did that to be funny. You know, but I think it is. Go pick that up at Dairy Queen today. Get that Blizzard flavor of your choice for only $1.34 plus tax. Today only. Now, I want to make one more plug for this Invasion Youth and Young Adults Conference going on at Living Word in Midland this next week. Invasion Conference I've been there for many years. I've been going to the Knights of Invasion since I was like 8. Now, when I was 8, 9, 10, 11, not a teenager yet, I saw it as like just a time to, yes, hear the word of God, hopefully get something out of it, worship, and play on inflatable toys that they used to have outside. They used to have inflatable toys outside when I was little.
Oh, man.
Yep, and they had this big giant moonwalk that was super tall. Because remember I told you about the big tall moonwalk?
Mm-hmm.
Do they even make the tall moonwalks anymore, or did they get rid of them?
I don't know.
When's the last time you saw one of those big tall moonwalks? It was that about 2000.
I can't even remember.
Do you feel like it was like when you were like 11 or 12?
Yeah, something like that.
Because those moonwalks, you could fit people my size in there, and it would do nothing to deflate it or anything. You would still go playing them, wouldn't you?
Mm-hmm.
I would still bounce around if it was that tall, because they were like built for everybody, weren't they?
Mm-hmm.
And they were harder for little kids to get into, weren't they?
Yeah.
Were they essentially a grown-up moonwalk? Was that the idea of it?
Yeah.
Is that it was literally built for children who were 8 plus or 7 plus.
Yeah, it's easier when you're smaller, I think.
But I meant those big, tall moonwalks were built for the older kids. Is that what you meant?
Yeah.
Is that what was different about them? Is that they were, like, custom-built?
Yeah.
So, what?
You're making me think of my childhood, saying all that stuff.
You remember those big moonwalks, don't you?
Kinda.
Why don't they make the big ones anymore? Because the big ones were more custom built for adults.
Yeah.
They were more custom built so that you and I could just go in them and maybe not even bounce around. Maybe just go in there and take a nap.
Yeah. remember Ninja Turtles?
I didn't watch it.
No?
I watched more like Barney and stuff when I was old.
I kind of like that.
Oh.
A little bit.
Oh. But anyhow, now about the conference, but when I was little like that, I saw it as like, yeah, I'm going to get the Word of God, worship, get a slice of pizza and a cup of Sprite, and get to go play in the moonwalk and go down the slide. Because when I'm at that age, if you were at that age, you would have thought the same thing, huh?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
It wouldn't have been. Because at that point, you know, most all the kids that are there that aren't with their parents that are helping or just watching it because they're from the local church, you know? Mm-hmm. Because any other kid that would have been your age that would have been there would have been from the church, you know? So it's different from, like, for the youth, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But it's what. But then, as I got older, you know, even like 11, I began to realize, you know, and I was thinking to myself, I'm going to be honest. And I was listening, paying more attention, because I was realizing. And then I talked to you last night about how going to invasion as a teenager, you know, it seemed like I heard from God when I was there, and not just from Josh Barclay and the other speakers. Because nobody's perfect. Find a teenager who's perfect. Find a teenager who never did some dumb stuff. There's not one. Every teenager did some dumb stuff. You did some dumb stuff, Annie, didn't you?
Of course.
Who does? Yeah, and some of it, I mean, yeah, some of it was, you know, Elizabeth was just plain dumb. But I went there to invasion, and I just thank God for invasion. I thank God that invasion is being used to change the lives of young people. Dr. Buckley doesn't go really to any city very often without hearing someone say, Pastor, I was at invasion last year. I was at invasion 5 years ago, 10 years ago, or I was at invasion back in its infancy, back in the mid to the late 90s. And it changed my life for the better.
Thank you.
And
do you have trouble?
Yeah.
No, he's not.
And you know, of course, in order for it to work, if God challenges you to do something, at invasion, if God challenges you to do something when you go home, you got to do it. You got to apply what you learn. Because learning alone isn't as powerful as when you apply it. So, of course, at night it's free. During the morning and afternoon, there's registration to help recoup the costs and that. But at night, it's free for everyone. You can go to invasion.net to stream the conference and learn more about it.
Her signature, my daughter's signature, my granddaughter's signature.
I just think it's going to be a great week. The spoon's going to be out there, as always. It's in a new location because we tore down the old building to add the spoon in it. The invasion mobile is going to be back. DJB, Josh Barkley, one of Josh Barkley's sons, is going to be out there playing some real cool tunes during the after party, after the service. And I'm going to be there during the week, and if you're in the area, you can come say hi to me.
I know, right?
Like at night, once the last song's done, I go right to the Spoon to get some grub, maybe some cheesy fries, maybe some nachos with the not yo cheese. It's not yo cheese. That's the only way to think of it, isn't it? You know, maybe it'll be a float. Maybe some ice cream. I'll be out there standing around listening to that music. Possibly dancing. Maybe if that cereal song comes on, I don't know. I might.
I have to.
I am. If it comes on, I am. Because that one's one of my favorites. And I know that rapper was there last year. He said, you know, I'm 27 and I don't know why I should play. I almost told him, you know, you wrote that thing 2 years ago. and these youths are going to beg you for it. That's what I just about told him,
yeah.
You know?
Because
I basically told him he should play it, but I said not for me, for them. Even though I do love it a lot, you know? With all the fun, some stuff's going to get blown up, the music's going to be really loud. If you're older and you go in there, expect to maybe need to put in an earplug or something. But the most important thing is God's going to move in there. And if one young person chooses to give their life to Christ and to cross the bridge and get saved, it's worth it. It's worth all that money. It's worth all that loud music. It's worth the Spoon. It's worth people putting up with that sanctuary being all moved around. Because we all know it's going to be moved around. You know, and all that. One time Josh Barkley teased and said, we should just leave it this way. A few people laughed, a few people cheered. I just laughed. Because I'm like, that'd be cool, but in another way, I was like, I knew better, you know?
Yeah.
Not like he was just being funny about it. Wait a minute, what do you mean Burger King's closing? I think that's a rumor.
We'll see. I don't know. They're never busy.
Oh, yeah.
They used to be very busy.
They used to be.
Did you feel like at times when McDonald's was still in there that oftentimes during the day there would be more people at the McDonald's in the mall than what there was at Burger King outside?
Yeah, for sure.
How many times out of 10 did it seem like that would happen? 7?
At least.
Even back in 2005. Would you say 2005 was about the tipping point in between the two?
Yeah.
What? You would say that? Would you say that was the tipping point?
Yep.
That it was. Actually, that's Panda Express. Sorry about that, listeners. We're just talking and I just answered something. I strongly encourage you to check out Invasion if you're a parent of some teenagers look into it. You know, if you're, you know, especially if you're from in the area, just look into it. Even if they just want to check it out for a night, just drop them off, smile the church, smile from the freeway, service starts at 7, come get them between 11 and 12, and prayerfully, they'll come out of there changed. What's the woman?
They're taking it out of the mall and putting it in an making an actual like Taco Bell itself.
I don't think they're taking the Taco Bell out of the mall.
We'll see. I don't know.
Well, they would have to be cheap just like them.
Yeah.
You can't believe everything you hear. Listeners, about that, I'm talking to you, too. You cannot believe everything you hear. You cannot believe everything you read on the Internet. You just can't believe everything you hear, everything you read. You know, because... But please... check out Invasion. And I want you to play for the conference, that it goes really smooth. I am starting to see some mention on the internet of a heat wave next week. And these young people are going to be out there doing the sports tournaments Wednesday afternoon, Thursday afternoon, Friday afternoon. And so just pray for them that everything goes smoothly, that everyone is safe, that everyone stay, and that every one of them stays healthy, they don't pass out, anything. I'm just believing for just a great, safe conference. So... please keep it in your prayers. Okay. Now, real quickly, I'm going to tell you how you can tell others how to be a part of the show. The number to call in, you want to talk to the Miracle Man about sports or whatever, as long as it's not political. Maybe you want to, maybe as I teach, if you want to know, you know, what's the breach? What is this whole thing of repairs of the breach? What's it about? You know, I'll explain it. And if you have questions about it, you can call in and ask me. And the number to call in is area code 215-383-3810. Once again, that is 215-383-3810. Listen for the prompt. And when you hear the prompt that says to call into a live show, press 1. You'll want to go ahead and press 1. My assistant will answer the phone, and she will let me know that we have a caller, and then I'll let you on the air, and then you can feel free, then you'll be able to talk. And it's always a smart thing to listen to this program on your smartphone. Always a smart thing. All right. Now we're going to pray. Heavenly Father, I thank you for this time together. Thank you for the show and these people who have made the choice to listen to it, to be a part of it. I thank you that you bless these people. Thank you that you impart things to these people as we teach tonight. I thank you that every need, every person who has a need tonight, I thank you that as you are our ever present help in time of need, that you meet their needs tonight, wherever they may be listening from, whether they be at home, maybe they're still at work, maybe they're driving home, maybe they're out on vacation or something somewhere. I just thank you, Lord God, that you would be there with them in that time of need. And I thank you that you used me as an oracle tonight. And Heavenly Father, I confess over this show right now tonight that sponsors and partners are coming into this radio program. I thank you, Lord God, that finances are coming into this program. I thank you that increases in listenership are coming to this program. And most importantly, souls are coming into this radio program. In Jesus' name, amen. And amen. And amen. Now, in Isaiah 58, it talks about, the Bible talks about, it says, and I quote, "And they shall be called the repairers of the breach, and restorers of paths to dwell in." What's that mean? Well, I'm going to explain. In the book of Genesis, Adam and Eve committed high treason against the Lord. God gave specific instructions to Adam and Eve. He told them, "You may eat from any tree in the garden, except from that tree in the middle, the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. If you eat from that tree," and he gave them instructions. A serpent came to Eve one day as she was walking around in the garden. You know, just adoring the garden. Just admiring how beautiful it was and walking around it. She was hungry, looking for some food. She goes to a tree. The serpent's in there. And he says, "Hey, Eve, look at this. Look at this tree." She's like, "Yeah." And she basically tells him, "Well, I'm not supposed to eat from this tree." He says, "Why not?" "Well, because God told us what would happen if we ate from this tree. That we would die." Well, Eve ate from the tree. She also gave some fruit to Adam. Adam ate the fruit. They didn't die. But God removed Adam and Eve from the garden. And they had to start in a brand new home. From that point on, God began to build a bridge. God began to build a bridge to help repair that breach. Because what Adam and Eve committed that sin, It would be like if I went to Detroit Metro Airport. It'd be like if I went to Detroit Metro Airport tonight and I just went by and I just went right past. We'll just say I go into the Macklemore Terminal and I go right through the thing, right through, just go right through that checkpoint. You know what that is? That is a breach of security. It is a breach. You breached through.
Some cable or something broke.
So they got to find you. And then you'll be in big trouble. Now, when Adam and Eve sinned against God, that was a breach. God began to build a bridge for us. He began to build a bridge so that we could cross. Some of you may wonder, where is this bridge? Is it like a bridge outside that we can walk across? No. The bridge is Jesus. The bridge is the gospel. It separates death, darkness from light. It separates death from life. It separates being. An alcoholic and being saved and sober. And by saved, I mean knowing Jesus as your Lord and Savior. And that bridge was made for you and me, so that we could cross it. Now, of course, there's still the bridge, but there's one of the foundations of that bridge. Could be like the church. In this country, in America right now, we have a huge problem of many churches who are teaching a faulty gospel. Well, you say, Miracle Man, what's that? It's teaching this idea that there's a heaven, but there is no hell. It's teaching, that hell is not real. There's all kinds of things with it that are messed up. I'm saved by grace so I can live anywhere I want. The Bible said, I am saved by grace through faith. Through faith. 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 That's how we're saved. We're saved by grace through faith in Christ Jesus. That's what the Bible says. We're saved by grace through faith in Christ Jesus our Lord. And as spirits of the world have been allowed into the church, into many churches of this nation, and not just meant spirits of the world, but false doctrines and such. The planks have become very weak. The planks of the bridge have become very weak. And that's why, like, as you attempt, as you work to cross this bridge and get saved, you got to make sure that you're crossing in the right spot. It'd be like if the bridge is partway out and partway still working. That makes sense, doesn't it? But like, and they, so like, it, so like, you're somewhere and they believe spirit-filled doctrine, and they're just totally filled with the Holy Spirit and power, then you're safe. And you can safely cross that bridge, give your life to Christ. I have crossed the bridge. And after you cross the bridge, though, you still got to live for God. The bridge wasn't just made for me so that I could cross. Jesus Christ was that bridge so that others can cross. God commissioned us to go into all the world and preach the good news. Mark 16. Go ye into all the world and preach the good news. It talks about how they will lay their hands on the sick, and if they drink deadly poison, it will not hurt them at all. And restores a path to dwell in. In case you didn't know, our God was angry at the sin of these people. God flooded the earth and put an end to civilization as we know it, except for Noah's family. After the flood of Noah, he told Noah, you know, be fruitful and multiply. You know, never again will I flood the earth. And he hasn't himself flooded the earth since. One time when I was really little, I thought that meant there could never be a flood again. But then I found out right away, it doesn't work that way. But then again, little mind. You know, and when you hear something for the first time and you're little like that, it can kind of change your thinking, can't it?
Oh, yeah.
Like when you can think, oh, that means it can't flood. That means, you know. But then you realize, you know, that it wouldn't destroy the whole world, but that there can still be localized floods and these big rainstorms, kind of like what we had just over 2 years ago here in this city. Certain neighborhoods were inundated. I mean, they were devastated. Most of the houses weren't exactly destroyed, but many houses sustained damage from it. But the flood of Noah wiped out everything except for the ark. The ark was a place that Noah and his family were able to dwell. Place of shelter. And That's why the path for us can be a church. That's why it's so, part of why it's so important that you find yourself in the house of God every time the doors are open. And I know things happen. You go on a vacation, or you're at work, or you got to work or whatever. But don't just make a habit of skipping every other service. We'll say you have three services at your church. I go to church Sunday morning. You skip Sunday night. And then you skip Thursday night. You come to church Sunday morning. You skip Sunday night. You might have to come Thursday night, but... And then it just becomes this not good thing, because you're only partly dwelling. God wants us to be full-blown in. But on this path, not just the church. Be in that foundation. Have it in your mind that the Word of God is very important. That you read your Bible. That Jesus is your first love. And if you do that, you're on the straight and narrow path. That's what the restores a path to dwelling is all about. Because at that point, not only do you have the bridge, because Jesus is the bridge, crossed over from death to life, then that restores a path to dwelling. You're now on that new path. Which is what? In the Word and in the house of God. And in prayer. And we got a lot of stuff going on. I heard a statistic the other day. The average preacher in America prays 8 minutes a day. 8 minutes a day. That's, let me do some math. That's 4 minutes shy of 1 hour per week. There are 168 hours in a week. Let's see, 24, 72. 96. 168 hours in a week. And the average preacher prays just shy of one of those hours per week in prayer. That's quite a bit less than 1%, folks. Like 0.8%. I think it's really hard to have truly good, sound biblical doctrine for your pastor to do that if he only prays less than an hour a week. Trying to have a, being a, at that point, you may have crossed the bridge, and you could fall back overboard at that rate. Because you're not down, you don't have that good, solid footing. But you get yourself where the pastor loves God. Pastor is always in prayer. He loves you. He loves the church. But most importantly, he loves the Lord. And he believes in the whole Bible, not the watered-down stuff, but the whole Bible. That, then you're on some good, solid footing. And as long as you choose to keep that faith up, and you choose to apply yourself, to come to church, to study your Bible, to pray, to keep Satan away, you're going to be just fine. I mean, I didn't say everything's going to be perfect, but you are going to stay, to still be totally on the straight and narrow way to heaven. Now, America has committed high treason against God. We banned prayer from school 50 plus years ago. Just to mention one thing that has happened. And let me tell you something. Before prayer was banned in school, this country was not in the shape that it is now. A pastor said that in his day, in his mother's day, 65% of all people, of people of her age in that time, way back when, were brought up with biblical Christian values. By the time this preacher was a teenager, /kid, I forgot what age he said, it was 35%. Right now, 4% of children and teens in America are brought up, are raised biblical Christian values. Think about that. There has been a breach. There has been a breach. A serious breach. And the way to repair it is for the people of America to get to prayer. People need to get to prayer. Pray over this nation. Or it could be somewhere else. But people need to pray. As there has been a real breach. People need to pray and believe God that things will happen. And then as people seek the Bible says in 2 Chronicles chapter 7, it says, if my people will humble themselves and pray, if they seek my face, humble themselves and turn from their wicked ways, I will hear from heaven and forgive their sin, and I will heal their land. Hallelujah. And revival can hit in this country, and all the preachers who water down the Bible, once they repent, we can start getting the planks of that bridge strengthened a bit. as the bridge has been built so that other people may cross. We should be united for the cause, regardless of the cost, to reach the lost, as that bridge was built so that other people may cross over from death to life, from damnation to salvation. And I can cross that bridge. And these people can cross the bridge because those of us who are Christians, who have given our lives to Christ, we've crossed that bridge. Yes. And I just thank God all the time that I know where I'm at with my salvation. And I just thank Him for everything He's done in me. Because if I hadn't known Jesus, if my mom hadn't known Jesus, I can guarantee you it would have been a lot different. Before my mom met me, she chose to cross that bridge and get right with God. She hadn't been in church in 11 years. She chose to cross that bridge. So I said, we build a bridge. The bridge has been built so that others may cross. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord Jesus. I just thank you right now, Lord, for your presence. Thank you, Lord God, for the amazing word. I thank you that these people will put this word into practice and just put it to heart. And I just give you praise and honor and glory for that. In Jesus' name, amen. All right. Tigers are back on Friday. But Derek Groves has signed a contract with the Detroit Pistons. However, liability alert, that is, he's injury prone. You've heard that, Annie, haven't you?
Yeah.
And that means, so I don't know if it's worth the flight with the injury risk or not. We'll have to wait and see. If he can be good for us, I would like him to be here as long as he can be really good for us and as long as he can stay healthy. I think him staying healthy is going to be really important. If we can stay healthy, this can help us bridge our way into the playoffs. All right. Until next time, God first, God always. So long, everybody.